Welcome to the King Edward's Whitley Easter Podcasts, a series of talks from teachers here keeping the community connected, maybe even making us think, or smile, or both.
K-E-S, K-E-S, K-E-S.
Our speaker today took some persuading to get involved, which is odd, as she always has a lot to say. As with most marital relationships, asking your spouse to do something for you rarely ends up well. So, I had to play a strategic game here, and lo and behold, this firecracker has come up with something rather special and a little bit different. Some say she was the brains behind the bard. Others say that she'd done it. All I know is that she's my wife and I'm terrified of her. It's Mrs. Gardner.
So my husband has asked me to do a podcast for you all, but anyone who knows me or has known me as their house mistress will know that I listen to Mr. G, and then I pretty much do what I want to do anyway. So I've recorded a song for you all. It's a song from the musical Wicked. It's about friendship, and it's about how relationships in our lives with people can shape us if we let them. Now, I hope that in your lives you never have to deal with any negative or toxic relationships, but as inevitable as it will be, I do hope that the positive ones you have will really make you understand the difference and allow you to make good choices. Yep, that's all from me. Enjoy the song. Stay safe.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. But I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better, but because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we may never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made from what I learned from you. You'll stay with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being a ship blown from its mooring by the wind of the sea, like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better, but because I knew you, I have been changed. Just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet
like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I have been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better.
Well, there you go. Beautiful song, beautiful meaning, and one heck of a beautiful voice. I normally have a bit of fun here with some highbrow gags, but that would be a bit wrong today, I feel. Mrs. G would definitely tell me off. We have a sign on our kitchen wall. It's called Five Deadly Terms Used by a Woman. We genuinely do have it up on our wall. In fact, Mrs. G bought it, so I don't feel bad sharing this with you. Here's what it says. Five deadly terms used by a woman. Number one, fine. This is the word women use to end an argument when she knows she is right and you need to shut up. Number two, nothing. This means something and you need to be worried. Number three, go ahead. This is a dare, not permission. Don't do it. Number four, whatever. This is a woman's way of saying, screw you. Finally, number five, it's okay. She is thinking long and hard on how and when you will pay for your mistake. That's it from us. Take it easy. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. Stay home. Keep safe. See you tomorrow.